we're discussing Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom, giving up one's life for Kedushas Hashem. One last day on this topic. Historically, until about the Holocaust, until about 80 years ago, the idea of Kiddush Hashem, dying al Kiddush Hashem, had a fairly specific meaning. It meant someone who gives up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who has the choice of, the Rambam describes, what is Kiddush Hashem, when the halacha is Yehari Bal Yavar, and someone obeys the halacha and allows himself to be killed rather than doing an avera that he has to give up his life for, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Befer Hesia, all the different cases, that's dying al Kiddush Hashem, giving up your life, showing that service of Hashem, love of Hashem is so important to you, it means more to you than life. From beginning about 70 or 80 years ago, the term underwent a kind of metamorphosis or took on an additional meaning. People today use it to mean someone who dies because he's Jewish. People who were murdered in the Holocaust, murdered by terrorists for being Jews in France, in Israel, anywhere. People call that dying al Kedushas Hashem. It was never used to mean that before about 80 years ago, as I said. And I say this with some degree of confidence because we've been discussing this for years. People have written articles about this, and people have tried really and failed to come up with any example of where the term was used this way before, as I said, around 80 years ago, before the time of the Holocaust. The classic discussion of death al Kiddush Hashem is an Av HaRachamim. We say on Shabbos, we speak about HaChasidim V'HaYisharim V'HaTmimim Kilos HaKodesh Shemastru Nafshim al Kiddush Hashem. They gave up their lives, and that's what we know happened during the Crusades. They were offered the choice of baptism or death, and they chose often, usually, death. That was Mesiris Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. It's interesting. It's an interesting question to try to understand how the term was given a new meaning in the modern era. People today use it to mean someone who was killed merely for being Jewish without any Mesiris Nefesh, even if he wasn't particularly Jewish or particularly observant, the mere fact that he died for being Jewish. Today, people call that dying al Kiddush Hashem. It's not just a question of terminology and semantics. There's actually a fascinating halachic discussion that comes up in this context. There is a halacha we find in a couple of the Rishonim, and it's brought actually in Shulchan Aruch by the Rama, I think, in Ibn Ezra. It says that the widow of a martyr, of someone who dies al Kedushas Hashem, should not remarry, should remain single in deference to the honor, respect of her husband who did this great thing of dying al Kiddush Hashem. So someone had the bright idea sometime after the Holocaust to argue that women whose husbands had perished in the Holocaust should not remarry because their husbands died al Kiddush Hashem and they should follow this halacha. So there was a great debate about this. Rav Ehrenberg, the Dvar Yeshua, was furious about this. You know, it's bad enough that they went through the Holocaust, they lost their husbands, now you tell them this. So he wrote a fiery rejection of this. He argued vehemently that this is not the case, that this halacha does not apply. And one of his main line of reasoning he has is that those who were murdered in the Holocaust are not, he says, considered to have died al Kiddush Hashem. Someone who gave up his life, someone who was pulled up and said, I don't know, inform on other Jews or kill some other Jew or I'll kill you, yes, that's called death al Kiddush Hashem. Someone who was merely executed, murdered for being Jewish, that is not called dying al Kiddush Hashem. So, as we said, in the Gemara, the Rambam, the various examples of dying al Kiddush Hashem are all examples of Mesiras Nefesh, which implies some kind of conscious, some kind of decision, deliberate decision to give up one's life. We can consider if someone chooses to do something that has some elevated element of risk for Klal Yisrael, if he chooses to join the army and fight on behalf of Israel, if he chooses to live in Israel in a dangerous place because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth, if he deliberately chooses to do something because of Jewish feeling, because of his love of Hashem and love of Klal Yisrael, love of the Torah, he didn't expect to die, but he knew there was a possibility. That's kind of an in-between case. He undertook some risk, which unfortunately he lost on. He was called on that risk. That, I suppose, we can declare that somewhere in between the classic definition of dying al Kiddush Hashem and the modern one. But in any event, it is basically an unresolved and interesting question where exactly the modern use of death al Kiddush Hashem, where that use comes from, exactly where it started.